From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter revealed Thursday that the U.S. military has been conducting joint patrols in the South China Sea with the Philippines. Speaking at a news conference in Manila with his Filipino counterpart, Carter said the first South China Sea joint patrol was carried out in March. Defense officials say a second was completed in April. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says North Korea appears to have failed in an attempt to launch a missile to mark the birthday of its founding president. A senior U.S. defense official speaking on background said the U.S. Strategic Command Systems detected what analysts assess was a failed North Korean missile launch early Friday morning. Observers have been anticipating that North Korea would mark the birthday of President Kim Il-sung with the launch of a mid-range ballistic missile. 2 years after Islamist militants kidnapped more than 200 schoolgirls in northern Nigeria, a new video purports to show the missing girls. Until now, there has been almost no news about the 219 girls taken by Boko Haram militants in 2014 from a school in the town of Chibok. But a video emerged Wednesday showing 15 of the girls. This woman recognized some of them in the video.
I recognize some of them because we are in the same area with them. So I recognize them. They are the Chibok girls.
The video may have been shot in December. The European Union accuses Turkey of backsliding on democracy. Members of the European Parliament Thursday approved an annual progress report on Turkey. The report criticized that nation's record on human rights and media freedom and urged the country to show progress on the rule of law and fundamental values. This is VOA News. A magnitude 6.2 earthquake shook southwestern Japan Thursday, killing at least 9 people and injuring hundreds. The quake was centered in the Kumamoto Prefecture. It struck in the late evening when many people were at home. Police say at least 19 houses collapsed. Syrian government delegates are due to attend peace talks with opposition representatives in Geneva Friday. They will try to bring an end to 5 years of civil war. Meanwhile, a UN body set up to monitor the delivery of humanitarian assistance to besieged and hard-to-reach areas in Syria accuses the government of Bashar al-Assad of continuing to hamper the delivery of aid. Lisa Schlein reports.
UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, says all members of the UN Humanitarian Access Task Force are disappointed and frustrated by the lack of improvement in the delivery of aid to hundreds of thousands of Syrians. He considers it unacceptable. Aid is not reaching people deprived of food and other relief for many months. He says the one bright spot is that airdrops of food supplies into the eastern Syrian city of Deir ez-Zor are occurring smoothly. He says the World Food Program has successfully conducted 3 technically difficult operations this week. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The 2 U.S. Democratic presidential candidates, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, will debate Thursday in New York. Pre-election surveys show Clinton with a lead of 10 percentage points or more in New York over Sanders, but Sanders has won 7 of the last 8 contests, and he hopes for an upset win Tuesday.
If you think, and I don't mean to be disrespectful here, that you can run for office, have a super PAC, and raise tens of millions of dollars from wealthy special interests, and then go out and take on the big money interests and protect working family. Well, if you think that, you got a very good candidate out there, but it is not Bernie Sanders.
Meanwhile, on the Republican side, opinion polls in New York show businessman Donald Trump far ahead of his 2 opponents, Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich. Speaking Thursday during his annual television call-in show, Russian President Vladimir Putin suggested the United States has imperial ambitions. Commenting on another subject, he said the Syrian people must engage in talks to agree on a new constitution for their country, and that the solution to Syria's problems is not to be found in military action. Taking a brief look at market activities on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were mixed at the close of trade today. European markets closed up. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.